Our Father and our God, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, the Father of glory. Thank you for so much loving us, Lord. How we pray day by day that we may know the love of Christ, we practice knowledge. In the name of our Lord, can't even be, you know, the mind of man can't really comprehend it, only as the Holy Spirit himself shed it abroad in our, you know, in our heart. So we thank you for a new week, Lord, a new day, a new week. We thank you. Your friend has gone before us and is with us. Blessed be the glorious name, Lord. Thank you for the service here this morning. Thank you for the singing and praising your holy name. We know you have inhabited this place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So much caring about us. You number the very ears of our head and number. You care for us. So we thank you. As we read your word this morning, we are trusting you, Lord, to bless us in the reading of it. Blessed be the glorious name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, you know, people of this world, people think different things about the world, right? The atheists, they think that this world will go on forever, you know. And some other people, they think that something will happen to this earth. And they are talking about, the day after and so on, this is a kind of a destruction, the scientists and so on, that, you know. But what said the scriptures? So, but we know this age will not continue forever. The Bible says so, it won't continue forever. So this morning, the signs of the times, you know. So, and many of the signs the Bible gave, many of God's children, we forget them. I know many of the time, many are confused about, you know, what is going on in the world today, you know. So, this part of the time will include signs of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as the signs that the age is ending. So, when Brother Peter says, though you know some of these things, but I put in remembrance, right? So, God said, don't go to sleep. Talking about sleeping spiritually, right? So, in fulfillment of some 25 major prophecies of the Old Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth the first time, about 25 of them, can't click on number them, talking about his first coming, right? About 25 of them, and they were fulfilled. He arrived at the place prophesied, prophecy named where, when he come, where he will be alive, where he will be born and so on. That is in Bethlehem of Judea, Malachi 5:2. For thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from old, from everlasting. He has no beginning of this nor the ending of life. Praise the Lord. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He arrived exactly on time, as prophecy said he would, about 69 weeks or 7 years per week. Daniel 9:25 says so. For the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, see, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, and 3 score and 2 weeks, meaning 69 weeks, of course. The date of the commandment was the 14th day of March, 445 BC, according to Bible recording and, a calendar and so that, you know. You figure it out. It was March 14th, 445 BC, that the edict was given. The day when the Lord Jesus rode in triumphal entry into Jerusalem as Messiah the Prince was on Palm Sunday, April 2, AD 30. Figure it out. In between that March 14th of 445 BC and April 2nd of AD 30, using prophetic calendar system, 360 days to a year, The time interval comes to 483 years. And using yet Another scriptural measurement of 7 years to be 1 week. The 483 years is 69 weeks, exactly as Daniel said it will be. Point there. So, it came exactly at the right time, and the place where the Bible says he was born, and the exact time. So, about 25 major prophecies talk about the first coming. So far, for the first coming of the Lord, but there are some 318 prophecies in the New Testament that tell us he will come the second time. When will come? The truth of the second coming of the Lord is not a fairy tale, as some will think, nor an idle romance. It is backed up by the greatest array of evidence, just like it came the first time, prophesied and so on. So not a fairy tale, no. Nor an idle romance. It's a reality. It will come at the time appointed that he only knows. But we know we are living at the season. Well, while we are not given to know the exact date of the Lord's return, the New Testament gives no uncertain stand as to the signs of the nearness of his coming. Even the disciples themselves, while they were about to leave here, were interested in the signs that will precede the event, meaning the second coming. And then one day, while he was on the Mount of Olives, they asked him this question in Matthew 24, the third verse. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Or to put the word age, end of the age. So the age will end. They knew, as well as that, you know. So I don't care what the people say, this age will end. It's ending fast too, you know. So as well as that, you know. So let us now take a, anyway, when the Lord answered them in so many ways, and answering their question, he enumerated various events that this one has been witnessing ever since that time that he spoke to them. Things like there will be pestilences, he said. Say false prophets shall arise, he said, and to deceive many. And there will be earthquakes in diverse places, he said. And pestilences and so on. And we have seen many of them, the black plague, many centuries ago that destroyed most part of the world and so on. Even in our own time, about 2 or 3 years ago, whether man made or devil made and so on, that, you know, we saw millions have died, you know, fulfilling. And yet this thing has been fulfilled day by day. People just think and they are sleeping on, not knowing that we are living in the prophetic hour, of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and so on. Even though Christians are even asleep after all these things and so on, that, you know. Now, anyway, so this day being so, let us take a quick glance at some of the signs of the times as given by the word of God, both concerning the end of the age and of course the nearness of the coming of the Lord. Now, the sign of the Jew, perhaps the greatest sign and often overlooked, right? You know, often overlooked, the sign of the Jew. Perhaps the greatest sign of our day, pointing to the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, has been the return of the Jews to Israel and the restoration of the city of Jerusalem into their hands. Because of the sins of the people, we know what happened to them. The Jews were scattered among all nations. But their dispersion was not going to be forever. The Bible said it's not going to be forever. How far? When? The Bible said us only until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Thus, a few days before the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, he gave the following prophecy, which has been fulfilled now, in Luke 21:24. And they shall talk about the Jews now. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. Tell me which nation you didn't find a Jew. Tell me, which one? And Jerusalem shall be torn down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So the Lord prophesied and forecasting the future. And in the one of the answers to when shall this thing be and so on, shall be the sign. Today, after about 2,000 years of dispersion, we see Israel back in our own land. And in June, of course, 1967, in the Six Day War, Jerusalem came into the arms of the Jews. And what is very, very remarkable is that Father, since that time, many Jews are beginning to now believe that Jesus is the Messiah. We know they will be saved as a nation, according to the scriptures, just at the beginning of the church age, it was all Jewish at the beginning, right? Until, you know, you go to the Gentiles and so on. So they got saved here and there, but they will be saved as a nation, we know that. So anyway, so, now, the Lord also depicted the restoration of Israel as a fig tree sign. There are three trees that the Bible used in connection with Israel. The fig tree, the olive tree, the olive tree and so on, that you see, but this one is the fig tree in Matthew 24:32, telling us the same thing. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, which you and I have been seeing, right? Know that it is near, even at the door. And the people of this world, really thinking about these things. When Bible says, you see this, know it is at the door. And look at what he said in the next verse, 34. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. The question was, where shall be the time of your coming? At the end of the world. So I'm with it. Now, they were scattered. Now, for 2,000 years, they come back and just as the Lord said they will be. And the Lord said that generation that see this thing happen will not pass away. Or see this thing before it, right? So the fig tree, of course, symbolizes the nation of Israel. And its body means the revival or restoration of the nation again. And the Lord said that generation that sees this take place, which is our generation, like I've been trying to say, shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. So what the Lord now holds as a mystery is the length of that generation. If he assumed, he put it in a mystery, there otherwise you can say the day of the rapture in there, you know, which he already said that no man shall know it, right? So we leave it in a mystery, how long the generation will be. But we are in it right now. So the Lord can come for the church anytime. So that's one of the greatest signs of the soon coming of the Lord at the end of the age. You know, so some overlooked. You know, so anyway. Now, another sign at the end of the age. Scoffers. See? 2 Peter 3:3. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. So as we see in this day we are living, how true this is of the present day. We had the doctrine of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is discovered at, and those who hold it and look upon, like you and I, as a deluded fanatic. Where they will learn it in a hard way. They thought Noah was a fanatic, right? Thought he was out of his mind. Until the day, I will come to it later, one of the signs of the end time too, you know? Until the day that the flood came, and so people in Sodom and Gomorrah have been warned. Many times and so on. I think it was just a joke and God was joking. Bible says until the fire and beast came and destroyed them all. So we see scoffers all over the place. So I start to say, even this scoffing is even among some of the prominent religious leaders of this world. They say they are Christians and so on and that, you know. They are those who don't believe in the second coming of Christ anyway, and they go to church. Believe it or not, it's in this world and so on and that, you know. We are putting ourselves in remembrance of this to know that, look, they are coming of it. He says, even at the door. since Israel has become a nation, it's even at the door. So we have to be our spiritual soul, not to be in anxiety, but in joyfulness. You know, so we call the coming of the Lord, verse 9. What another sign is apostasy. Apostasy. So we got scoffed as India. It's happening all over the world. We see telling you we are discovered the coming of the Lord. And they go to church as well as, you know, inclusive. Sign of apostasy. We are told in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So we see right there the Bible begins to tell us of a falling away at the end of the age. Falling away from what? Well, a falling away which is evident on every hand today. It should be noted that this falling away is not necessarily in church attendance. Yeah, there are big guys from mega churches and so on. There are many of them that are asking them to know. So, but from what then? From the foundation of the apostles and the prophets and the Lord Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Meaning, from the word of God. So they fall away from the word of God. They don't live by the word of God. They don't preach the word of God and so on. Like, you know, they take your doctrine, you know, doctrines and so on, the teachings of man and so on. Anyway, so the faith, they fall away from the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Jude 1:3 says so. They will happen at the end of the age, apostasy and so on. Many of God's people have been caught in the toils of Rome, which is mystery Babylon. God's call to his people, beginning from Martin Luther to the reformers to this very day, has been for them, many God's people, to save their souls by coming out of that wicked and ungodly system. Revelation 18:4 says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plague. But what do we see happening? Alas, what is happening? Even today, there's a spirit today, even from decades ago, in certain circles, meaning apostate Protestantism and Pentecostal, the apostate ones and so on, desiring to and even have been returning to Rome. What a catastrophe, right? Spiritual catastrophe, right? Ecclesiastical or Mystery Babylon, they were returning back to Rome, to Babylon and so on, like that. You know, Revelation 17, 1 to 18 says so. What a calamity awaits such people, you know? To go back to Babylon, or Mystery Babylon, will mean what? Only to share the terrible judgment that are about to be visited upon her. Likewise, with commercial Babylon, there are two Babylon, there is ecclesiastical, religious Babylon, and so on, there is a commercial Babylon, Revelation 18, the religious, ecclesiastical is Revelation 17, the commercial is Revelation 18. Likewise, the commercial Babylon, Revelation 18, God will have his people to separate themselves from this corrupt system marked by idolatry and greed of gain. We are living in that stage right now. James spoke of it too in James chapter 5. I don't have time to go there right now. So far better to make a modest living and have the blessing of God than to become entangled in the sphere of commercial Babylon. See, our judgment is coming too. So, and the sign of the end, apostasy and so forth, that you know. Now let's get another one of the sign of the time, and also of course near the coming of the Lord. False teachers. 2 Peter 2:1. And they are all over the world. But there were false prophets also among the people. Even look at all the internet today, they have a good guy to now sow their seed, all kind of falsehood. The name of Bible and so on, prophecy and so on, and so on, that, you know. You see them, tell them every day, having no bearing with the scripture, don't know where they get their prophecy from, you know, and so on, and they have multitude following them, and so on, that, you know. Anyway, but there were false prophets also among the people. even as there shall be false prophets among when he says you, many Christians. That's right. This are listening to the Christians, right? This is to the Christians. I'm not that, you know. So, false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even deny the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves sweet destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even spoken of. How many preachers were, how many teachers and so on, has blasphemed this, you know, this way that you have high also jealously and so forth. They don't care what happened to Christendom, selfish and so on, that you know. So we see it every day. Here we are warned against false teachers, who shall privately bring in damnable heresies, even deny the law that brought them. This includes many organizations, like Christian Science is one of them, all the Jehovah Witnesses and so many of them like that, and remember all of them, so many of them today. And even sad enough, all these groups, they come from the Orthodox Church, most of them, maybe the Latter-day Saints and so forth, you know. So, falsehood and so on that you know, false teachers and so on that you know, they will tell you that, oh, the Jehovah Witness, oh, Christ has come already. So you come already, the spirit and so on that you know. Like when I first get saved, I ran into one of them and so on. I was riding in a bus, you know, from my school to my village and so on. You know, they are so bold, even at times more bold than the true believer and so on. And so he was preaching, the lorry was full of people and so on. He was saying that Christ has already come. He was to come in the spirit and so on. I always have my Bible with me in my pocket. I open to the book of Acts, you know. This Jesus that you see go to heaven will come back in like manner as you. So how can he be in the spirit? Yeah, he will come like they saw him go to heaven. So the old place was silent before. Right? Praise the Lord. So when they are there, And they don't change, you. They don't change. They are doing the same thing all over and so on. The Bible prophesied these things and so on, that you know. So anyway, 2 Timothy, the Bible says that 2 Timothy 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own laws shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. And we live in those days right now. The turning away, I mean, is evidence on every hand. So there is a turning away in doctrinal standards all over, even Christendom and so on, that you know. And many churchgoers will not endure any more sound doctrine anymore. They will not go to hear those who preach the total depravity of moral corruption of man. You don't want to hear that. And sometimes the way they look, you can't even tell them different from unbelievers. You know, their appearance and so on, can't even tell any different anymore. You know, so they won't go to a church that will rebuke them of sin. No, they don't want to hear that and some of that, you know. Itching ears, right? They will not go to hear those who preach the necessity of the new birth, even as the Lord himself taught. Just come and put your name on the book. Just come and attend our church. That's it. There is really a crowd and so on. So all of all is full. The Lord himself taught in John 3:3. They won't teach this one, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Where are all these kind of things? Just come and join our church and so on. Join and so on. You know. So, now, they will not go to hear those who preach the conscious and endless torment of those who reject the gospel. They won't be to that kind of a place and so like that, you know. They won't believe that it's hell and so like that, you know, when the Lord says taught these things and so on. Even among Christian girls, I've heard it on the internet, that's why they say there's no hell, you know. It's not about the place false teachers, right? You know. So when the Lord himself, the God of glory, told us in Luke 16, popular, you know, place to know there is a hereafter, right? Let me just quote one verse from there in Luke 16, the 22nd to 24th verses. The rich man and son, you know the story, died. And in hell, in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, that will happen to those who die without Christ, right? Those who go to Christless graves, you know? Being in torment, and he cried and said, I'm tormented in this flame. There was a flame of fire burning and something like that, you know? And even many Christians are denying that there is a hell and so on, that, you know? Something is not, you know, I mean, I can't, you know? So, happening all over the world and so on. So, false teachers all over the world and so on. So, anyway, so we see what's happening around the world. They demand teachers who will teach, tickle their heads with preaching novel and sensational doctrine. That's what they want to hear, and they get it. See? So let's do that one alone. Another sign. Spiritualism. Another sign of the end of the age. We are warned of a departure from the faith in 1 Timothy 4:1. See? Let's read that one also. And it happened on the left, on the right. One should be watchful and be prayerful when you see these amazing things happening according to Bible prophecy and so on. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, that's another, to show you how this is that you are living in the latter times, right? That the signs of the time. Latter times. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. See? When they live the truth, there's no neutral ground, right? You're either in the truth or in the falsehood, right? So, and the seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Latter times means the last day of this dispensation. The days you and I are living in. This is being fulfilled in the increasing number of those who are forsaking their Christian beliefs to become followers, many of them are spiritualistic mediums, and to dabble in physical or psychic research and so on, that, you know. So, on the right and on the left and so on, happening, as the Bible says it will be. Another time, Bible says perilous times, where the world is in peril as we are talking right now, you know. So, of these times, we are told in 2 Timothy 3:1, these know also, see, how the Bible put this thing, it's just so amazing, so wonderful, no Christian should miss them, right? These know also that in the last day, talking about the signs of the time, in the last day, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of them that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Bible says from such, turning, talking to them by divine healing, they don't believe that. Tell about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, no, that for the apostles, the days of miracles are past. Right inside the church, even these things are happening and so forth, that, you know. But the true elect, they hold to the oneness of the Word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, they hold to it. See? So that's what the Bible wants us to do. So perilous conditions are happening all over the world, you know, and so we see. Now, how about heaped up treasure? So James chapter 5, like I said before, heap up treasure. No, James 5:1. Go to now, ye rich men, weep, and howl for your mystery that shall come unto you. He says here, your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and they shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your field, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth, and then one thing, ye have nourished your house as in the day of a slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. The Holy Ghost cast these things here for the age you are now living in. We see them everywhere. Here, we are told that in the last days, don't forget, always in the last days, that is a prophecy of the end time and so on, signs of the times, right? And it's all about the place, you know, and in open, and yet it's hidden to many. There shall be a class of rich men, the Bible is saying here, who shall have reaped treasure together, and by fraud, see, and who shall use their ill-gotten gain in the pursuit of pleasure and wantonness, and that God will hear the cry of those who have been cheated of their just share of the profit. Are you telling me, my sister? I want to say that last event. You tell the treasury, you know, there is enough money in that country to electrify every village, to have pipe water in every village in Nigeria. There's enough money there, the oil. They begin to own the oil wells individually. What is saying and something like that, you know? And they are only children, they send them overseas and something like that, you know. There is a judgment coming to everyone. None of them will escape, but we say they won't escape. They are going to conquer, they have billions and something like that, you know. Anyway, so not only in that country too, but even in the civilized country, they are doing the same thing and so on, and the same thing, you know. So what is a description we have here of the unprincipled, speculative, and profiteering spirit of the days in which you and I are living, where men become millionaires and billionaires overnight, happening all over the place, and so on like that, you know. Truly, we are living in the last days of this dispensation. Just about 2 days ago, you know, the queen passed away and so on like that, you know. So there was one lady, I think from the eastern part of Nigeria, put out a tweet, began to curse the queen. Why? Because she cursed the queen, is that, how she died and so on. Why? Because she thought that they do Nigeria a lot of harm, especially the Igbo people and so on, you know. They think they help to destroy the Igbo during the war, and the way they handle us in Nigeria and so on. Then Bezos, the chief man of what is the company's name again? Bezos, replied, you know, Amazon chief, whatever, the CEO and so on, that, you know. Why are you saying that actually the queen that just died and so on, you know? Then that evil girl now take his own pen. He said, you, with all your children and so on that you have and so on, I begin to cut him also, you know. Just like the way the Bible says here and so on. He said, where are your employees? How are you treating them? Just like this James 5, I don't know. He said, all the traitors and so on, yesterday and so on, you know. So James 5, reminding him that, he said, you're thinking about the queen. He said, when you die, he said, see even what thing will happen, like just cutting the man, you know, present on the internet and so on, you know. So they become billionaires and so overnight and so forth, not caring about their people and so on, not caring about God, just seeking pleasure and so on. Anyway, so another sign, you know, at the end of time and so on, Laodicean church age spirit, another sign of the end of the age. In the message of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Laodicean church age, we have a description of the last stage of the professing church. Yes, the church from Ephesus to Laodicea, right? Seven church ages, right? So that is the last stage of the professing church on earth. Revelation 3, 15 through 19, which you are familiar with that scripture, but you can read it, but you are familiar with it. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold or hot. I would that thou cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, the Lord said. They called out, yes, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. The Lord calling the end of time, the last church age, and what is happening, and we are seeing it happening now. I counted it to buy me of a gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with hyssop, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So the Lord gave all these warnings concerning the last church age, and we are all saying it and so on. It is described as neither hot nor cold, right? But not certainly lukewarm, so that Christ says he will spew it out of his mouth. It boastfully will claim to be rich and increase with goods, and to have need of nothing. Not even Christ. Not even have need of Christ, right? Have need of nothing, including not having need of Christ. And it displays now to the extent that the law is love out of the church. You see? In Revelation 3:20, that's what he says to the answer. Nothing to enter his own church. Who is it? The word of God. They push out the true word of God and so on. And they play with fables and lies and all kind of things like that, So that the church, that's the sign of the end of the age too. The last church age. So it's happening and so that, So anyway, let's get one or two. We can't cover all the signs. Once in a while, we remind ourselves that we are living the last time. That's why I'm doing this one right now. So because they were just going in merriment and so forth, not knowing the sword of that gun is hanging upon their head, Anyway, so another sign is this. The distress of nations. The Lord tells us that the times of the Gentiles, is coming to a close. Luke 21:25. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts filling them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. So you see, that's not the rapture. The rapture has taken place before that time, But they will see him come. Revelation 1:7 says so. And so that All eyes will see him when he's coming and so on. Those who appeared in Revelation 1:7 says so. Anyway, this sea and the waves refer to the peoples of this earth and so on. And the powers of heaven shall be shaken, will not exclude atomic destruction. I come to that later, what is happening in this world, what will happen to this world at the age end, So, in the prophecy of Haggai, we read in Haggai 2:6, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations. See that one? All nations. He said, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will see this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. So at the end of the age, the glory, the body of Christ and so on, the people of God and so on, meet with judgment upon the people of this world and so on. We are living in that age, not now. So this has never been fulfilled yet, as we know. And the present distress of nations, the upright, we see the distress of the nations already, even in the past, in February, the invasion of Ukraine, it threw the world economy into all kind of things, right? So inflation begins to rise even in every nation. Overnight, it begins to happen. The nation is in distress, right? Don't know what to do with Russia, I don't know what's going to come tomorrow and so on that, Distress of nations, Bible says and so on that, So anyway, so we see national revolution, sort of how they play. The touching thrones and other indication that the nations are being shaken, actually, So they are being shaken. economically, financially, religiously, and so forth. Everything is shaking, just as the Bible will say. Where the government can pacify the people and hide the truth from them, but they can't hide it for long. See? It shall come out as the Bible said it will, you know. So that's how it will come as the Bible said it will be. So we see. So they are all perplexed all over the world, in nations and so on. They don't know what to do with famine, inflation, and all these things happening and so on. Let's pick one or two more because there are so many signs of the end time. Just pick a few of them. Noah's day, the sign of Noah's day, like I said before. Another sign, the sign of the days of Noah. In Luke 17:26, the Lord gave this warning here. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all, the Bible says. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them, or look at the word destroyed them, or in both that case and the day and Sodom and Gomorrah and so on. The Lord said, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So what is it now? Then a question we are asking, so you know, where you say is the sin in doing all these things, marrying and eating and so on. What is the sin there? Well, it is true. Some of them are necessary. The sin is that in doing these things, they do nothing else. That's all they do. Just eat and drunkenness and so on. They do nothing else. Not even serving God. Not even worshipping God, right? That's the sin right there, you know. They do nothing else. That's all they do, you know. They forgot to worship their Maker. So today, men and women are so busily engaged in doing the good, so-called good things of life, that they have no time to worship God. They are so busy building homes for themselves on earth, and they are neglecting to secure a home for themselves in heaven. Too busy on earthly things, right? Not only that, they are more anxious. They are more anxious that their children should make a good match on earth, you know, than that they should be united to the Lord. They don't care about what their children do with the Lord and how they should serve the Lord and so on, just to be compete with that and so on, you know, upon the heart and so on, you know, not caring how they should train them in the way of the Lord. Don't have time for that at all, you know. So we see, they are so much concerned about their court cases. Oh, I have a case in court and so on, you know. And they are forgotten that they must stand one day at the judgment seat of Christ. So that's what is happening right now. All these other things, good things, they are doing it, but they forgot what is most important, you know, and so on. Worshipping the Lord and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what the sin is, and so on. One more sign here. We need to ramp up here. Atomic destruction. Another sign of the end of the age. The Lord couches in Matthew 24. We just kind of infer from there. Atomic destruction. Matthew 24:21. For then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. What a joy. No, for the elect's sake, right? The shall be shortened and so on. So there have always been wars, we know that, and pestilences, but never has man had the power to destroy the race utterly until in this generation. Telling us we are the last days, right? So in World War I disaster, 10 million people perished, right? According to estimates and so forth, you know. World War II claimed 45 million people, including civilians. Now, following is a report of what happened at the closing of World War II, and I quote, on August 6, 1945, during World War II, an American B-29 bomber dropped the world's first deployed atomic bomb over the Japanese city of Hiroshima. The explosion immediately killed an estimated 100,000. Write down this report, you know, people. Tens of thousands more would later die of radiation exposure. 3 days later, a second B-29 from here in America here dropped another A-bomb on Nagasaki, killing an estimated 40,000 people. Japan's emperor, Hiroshita was his name, announced the end of World War II. Quoting now, he said on a radio address on August 15th, citing what he called the devastating power of a new and most cruel bomb, he said, you know. And the Bible said the Lord cast this thing, Matthew 24, except the Lord shortened the time, right? There shall no flesh be saved at all. As devastating as these bombs were, World War II, they are still baby bombs when compared to the hydrogen bomb, which they now have. That time, those are baby bombs. You know, those are the devastation and so on. They are compared to the hydrogen bomb and so on, you know. So, which is 1,000 times as powerful. It is estimated that after the first 24 hours of a nuclear attack in this age, 75% of the U.S. population will die. Should there be a nuclear hydrogen bomb attack in this time we are living in now, they estimated that 75%, this is a military, American military insight, saying that 75% of the Indian population will die. You know, should there be an attack right now? In other words, man now has the power to destroy all flesh on earth, just as the Lord said. See, that shall be no flesh be saved, right? So, as the Lord said, to show that we are at the end of the age, you know? So, just as the Lord said. The facts are that unless the Lord comes soon, man will destroy himself, you see? Unless the Lord comes. The promise of his return to earth is the world's only hope. There's no other hope, you see? Only the coming of the Lord. The Lord gave this warning to his people, which is a household scripture here, and we should never let it go. It's a day by day thing. Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted to be worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So it's all in the Bible, signs of the times. And they happen every day, you know, before you say anything, Putin was now talking about atomic something, and so on that, you know. So telling you, perilous times are here, but the Lord will let them destroy the earth, that comes the rapture, and so on that, you know. So now, finish up. Now, at that time, supernatural revival will come, according to the scripture. So sign of the end, in Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass, in the last days, there are the revivals and so forth, because it's the day of Pentecost and so on. We have in 1800 and so on. We have in 1906, 1947 and so on, to this time we have. But that is the last days one, we believe. Says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. I'm thinking, so this revival, this outpouring, which we are looking for every passing day, will go upon the church and then pour over to the Jews. You see my servants, right? This is the servant of God, right? As far as we are concerned, I call you no more servants, right? You are my friend. Praise the Lord. They pour over to the Jews. So powerful, remember? Pour over to the Jews and so on in this age we are living in. So the above scripture speaks of signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, and vapor or smoke. Why this seems to be an illusion to nuclear warfare also, because science in the heaven and so on. One of the signs to occur in the last days will be an outpouring of the Spirit in Pentecostal power as in the book of Acts 2:1-4. It will be a revival that knows no denominational barriers. It will reach historic churches again. You know, some of that, call it Methodist, call it Baptist, Presbyterians and so forth, Episcopal, name it and so on. Even if you make an inroad to the Catholics, to do what? To pull out the true seed out of them. That's why it's going to go to all of them at that time. So, you know, in finishing the age and some of that, you know. So we see an outpouring of the Spirit now. So now, I want to mention, there are many other signs, I can't go through them. The preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. So the last sign, which will mark the end of the age, will be the sign of preaching the gospel to all nations. And the Lord mentioned it in Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. So this great work, as we know, has been going on during the elapsed century. Even in the book of Acts chapter 15:14 says that God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. So during this time, God is gathering to himself a special group of believers of all tongues and nations. When the number is complete, the Lord Jesus will return. When the last one comes in, the Lord will return. Therefore, the Lord gave the command in Mark 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So the work of evangelization proceeded slowly after the early church and so forth, begin to slow down, you know, so over the centuries. But beginning from the 19th century through 20th century to what we are hearing today, we see a rapid and tremendous acceleration of the preaching of the gospel. Even in the last 2 years, we know what happened with the pandemic and so forth. Satan thought he was going to stop going to churches and so on. God used it to open all the internet and people can do virtual services and so on, that, you know. So the gospel goes on, nothing can stop the gospel, you know. So we see the gospel is being preached all over the world. It's a sign. So we have witnessed God pouring out the Spirit in a special way. You know, literally, millions have given their lives to Christ over the centuries and so on, that, you know. So, but, so we see God's word is being fulfilled and so for the last time. The preaching of the gospel into all nations is happening and so on. So, well, we know that they will not all accept the gospel, Bible says, as a witness, right? So, but 2 Peter 3:9 says, so the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We know they will not all receive the gospel, but to be a witness to all of them, according to the word of the Lord, because it knows as long as that, you know. Now, okay, I'm going to stop right there. As far as the signs is good, there are many of them. So it is the end time. All I'm saying is the end time. See? The Holy Spirit has enlightened us from the word of God that we have reached the time of the end. And that we are living in the closing days of the time of the Gentiles. That's why I gave all those signs. There are many of them. We are the midnight cry of behold the bridegroom cometh, given in the Lord's parable of his 5 wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 25:6, talking of midnight. The night was divided into 4 watches in the Bible days, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. was the 4th watch, 9 p.m. to midnight was the 2nd watch, midnight to 3 a.m. was the 3rd watch,
and the last watch was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And the Lord corroborated, or the Lord established this in his warning, yet to his people. In Mark 13:35, those four watches, watch ye therefore, for ye know not where the master of the house cometh. Now, whatever, four of them, at even, that's your 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., if you want, or at midnight, like I told you before, 9 to 12, or at the cock crowing, that's midnight to 3 a.m. I remember, even in the village, it's at 3 o'clock that the cock normally crow. I remember very well. I don't know in my village, I don't know if it's in any other place, and so that, you know. And of course, it's there in the morning, to Mark, I think 35 pesos. So while the bridegroom tarried for centuries, yes, the wise and the foolish virgin all slumbered and slept, and the church lapsed into a condition of spiritual apathy, meaning lack of interest. It means lack of enthusiasm by the coming of the Lord, and the blessed hope was eclipsed over the centuries. See? But now, the blessed hope has emerged from the shadow. No longer in the shadow anymore. And it is lamp cleaning time for the elect of God, the wise, in preparation for going out to meet the Lord. But we know only the wise have oil in their vessels and in their lamps. There never has been a time that is period of the 20th century to date when there has been such a heralding of the message of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ throughout the earth. We are living in a great and wonderful time, you know. Since the day of apostles were gone, the church went into darkness and so on, you know. Until 1920th and now to this time, never a time has that been a heralding of the coming of the Lord at the time you and I are living in at home. We are now living in the first watch of the night, so to say. Soon Christ, the bright and the morning star of Revelation 22:16, will appear. And we shall be caught up in the cloud to meet him in the air at the rapture and go with him to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are verily in that period when the nearness of the Lord or the coming of the Lord is changing from imminency to immediacy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me finish with this quote from Revelation 22:16-21. And the Lord closed the book of Revelation and say, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bride and the morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book, in the book of Revelation, or the Bible as a whole. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and for the things that are written in this book. He which testify of these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you this afternoon, Lord. Not just in fellowship. That's what we are here for. Exhorting one another. As we see the day approach, that's our job here and our fellowship here, exhorting one another, as we see the day approach. So we thank you for that, to understand and to remember all the signs that are around us. You know, we can't even mention all of them. Just a tip in the iceberg, you know, of these signs and so forth, you know. So we thank you that We are not children of the night. We are children of the day. And by the grace of God, that day will not come upon us unaware. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only do we are aware of it, that help us to be of them, to continue to give that cry, the midnight cry, behold the bridegroom coming. We know it is the bride that gave that cry, not even the wife, but Jesus, the bride that gave that cry, because the wife was asleep too. So Lord, we thank you for blessing us in this generation. Lord, we know, and as we wait for you, you will supply all our needs. The Bible tell us so. The Lord God of Elijah took care of him before the rapture. Took care of him. So we know, take care of your children. No matter whether it is economic chaos, whatever the Lord allows to come, or whether it is famine or pestilence or whatever, the Lord say have no anxiety about anything. Just look at the rain. See, they don't even have any banks, they don't have any storehouses and so forth. Yes, our Heavenly Father feeds them. Look at the lily, how they grow. They don't spin, they don't even toy. Yes, Solomon, all of his glory, not arrayed as one of these. How much more will he clothe us? Oh Lord, so we thank you. Say, I will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. So all things are ours according to your word, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, we worship you. So we glorify your name as we enter into the new week, Lord. We say, Lord, we commit all our way to your hand, Lord. In the name of the Lord. You say you are with us always. We believe with all our hearts. Never to leave us nor forsake us. To bless the work of our hand, you say. And make us, Lord God, to be like trees planted by the rivers of water. And bringing forth our fruit in the season. And our leaf will always be green and not wither. In the name of the Lord, and say, whatsoever we do shall prosper. Lord, heaven and earth shall pass away, your word will not pass away. The Bible says, Lord God, whatever I will know whom we have believed, and that which we have committed into your hand of our needs and of our wants, Lord, oh God, you bring them to pass, and day by day we can live in the fullness of joy. Because the Bible says, the Lord will bring them to pass. So therefore we go out of there with confidence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as the word has said, find a favor before all men. We worship and we adore you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we praise your holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He's coming back again. He's coming back again.